You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Good morning, Zeb. No. No, I'm going over for the doctor. I can't stop now. Oh, no. My wife, she ain't sick. The doctor, he's sick. And I'm going over and see what's the matter with. You know, I used to be a horse doctor. What's that? The bee story. Oh, I ain't got time to tell that now, Zeb. I must get over and see what's the matter with the doctor. Let him wait. Oh, well, I guess he can wait all right, because he's got a lingering sickness. But what do you want to hear that bee story for? Why, everybody in the world knows that, I guess. But didn't you ever read about it? You never did? My, the ignorance of some people is surprising. Well, now that you never heard it, I'll tell it to you, and I don't want you to forget it either, and don't bother me anymore, because I just kind of don't like to talk about those things now or there. But, you know, back in New York there some years ago, way back in the early days, there was a syndicate formed of a lot of men who was kind of sporting men, and I bet them that I could drive a swarm of bees across the plains in the dead of winter. And I did. I put up my money and they put up theirs and I started. And I got I got out quite a ways from New York. I really started from Syracuse. That's where the starting point was. But we got started and I figured out that with darkness coming on and my losing this time, I was going to lose. But I kept on, and just as I got to the Missouri River, this side of Council Bluffs, I figured out I was going to lose, so I joined out with a flock of lightning bugs there at Omaha, and I went into San Francisco 4 hours ahead of time. Yes, oh, it wasn't easy. Oh, no, I didn't lose a bee. Not a bee. Not one. The Indian? Oh, no, I didn't have any trouble with the Indians. Whenever they was near, I just turned the bees loose. They stung the Indians, and I guess they burned them up. No, I didn't bring the bees back with me. They got the hives out there, and I left them there. Well, now go and see what's the matter with the doctor. Yeah, well, goodbye, Zeb. Goodbye.
$2, which you owe
me. Listen, Sam, I'm going to pay you them $2, but I can't pay you now. I'll pay you tomorrow.
That's what you said.
But now, listen, Sam, ain't we been dubbed long, long time?
Yes, we is.
And ain't we been sticking together through thick and thin?
Yeah, that's just the reason I'm going to thin out on you. You got too thick for me.
Man, I'm going to pay you tomorrow.
That's what you said. Take your tomorrow and give me today.
Man, I'm going to pay you tomorrow.
Or your tomorrow is too far away.
Just one day.
At every dawning, I've been waiting in vain. I find each morning brings only rain.
You mean to say that I'm a cloud?
How can I borrow tomorrow, today.
Well, tomorrow I'm gonna pay you.
With clouds around me, all heavy and gray.
Keep insisting I'm a cloud,
huh? What tomorrow may bring don't mean a thing.
Listen, eight ball, I'm gonna keep that money.
Take your tomorrow and give me today.
Daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, miraculously enough, this is Radiola. We have one this week when I, despite everything trying to interpose itself between me and the completion of this broadcast, I'm Andy Sr. and I'm your dogged host, I have to say, of Radiola. This episode I'm calling Sons of Bees, and we began with The Bee Story, and Sons of Bees are drones, by the way. Those are those people, and the bees that don't do much except one thing, and but they do it well. So that's the thing, and there are people like that too, and there are some people who don't even do one thing well. Frank Bacon, The Bee Story, which was very well done, from a Broadway show called Lightning, a play, I guess. I was informed that this was a very famous play, and I did not know that. I've played the other side of this recording. The Bee Story was much lighter in tone, and mentioned Syracuse, which is good. But Frank Bacon was a very elusive performer in that he never filmed himself, and was and this was apparently his only recording of his monologues. This was from 1921 on a Vocalion. So thanks to Art Pierce of the Capitol Theater for that bit of information about Frank Bacon, whom I'd never heard of before. But it's good that his recording exists, and I've got it. Frank Trumbauer, and this is a cryptic inclusion, but take your tomorrow and give me today. Indeed, that's how I feel this week, 1928, and yes, indeed. Oh, boy. I mean to say that you're a cloud, and you know who I'm talking to right now. Yes, indeed. Willard Robeson with the Ipana Troubadours, our theme, Wake Up Chillin', Wake Up. Wake up, and wake up before 2 p.m., too, by the way. 1929, and as I say, this is Radiola. You will find this playlist on Radiola blog. Type Radiola into Google, and it will come up. I have a nice 404 error site which you can check out, but I'll just say Radiola blog at blogspot.com, and that always comes up, except when it doesn't. We're going to proceed now, and for no particular reason, the Vanderbilt Orchestra, Harry Archer. This is a great recording, by the way. Ernie Cutting directing Harry Archer's band here. This was from the Coconuts. This is Irving Berlin, and this was from 1926. The Marx Brothers play, and then the movie. But here's A Little Bungalow. Oh yes, nice if you can hold on to them too, eh?
Thank you.
Fleetwood Orchestra, actually Ben Burney, Arthur Fields on the vocal, and this is a rather crunchy vocalion, but not too bad, and I had to play it because it's a great tune, and that's why I'm playing it. I don't care, subject matter notwithstanding, because there's no connection whatsoever, and sometimes there isn't. Sometimes a recording is just a recording. Heading for Louisville, great stuff there. Before that, Weston Vaughn singing with Guy Lombardo in 1927. That's what I've got written here. Charmaine. Charmaine, I wonder why you keep me waiting. And take your tomorrow while you're at it. The Vanderbilt Orchestra, Harry Archer, A Little Bungalow with a Mortgage, 1926. And this is Radiola, and yes, if there's an undercurrent, We're dealing with some sons of bees this week, and, you know, they're not just flying, they're walking, too. And the drones, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, I'm not, I have to say this right now, I'm not lactose intolerant, I'm generally intolerant, and I try not to show that too much, but there are some people, and you'll find out. As, you know, I have to, you know, I have to let it out here. You know, it's like holding in your gut. See, you know, you're being nice all the time for me is like holding in my gut. And sometimes you just have to let it out and then deal with it. That's all. Or die. Phil Baker in 1925, and I guess I'm the chump. Big Butter and Eggman. Ah, yes. So when I gave up butter and I only eat eggs occasionally, and it's worked great for me.
Hello, folks. My name is Phil Baker. They call me a bad boy from a good family. The fact of the matter is, I'm a good boy. I'm good to my folks. I very seldom go home. This thing I'm playing an accompaniment on is an accordion. Some people call it an Italian lavalier. Sort of a millstone around my neck. But it has its advantages. I'm always invited to parties. Bring him along. He plays. You know the type. The other night I was invited out to a party by a very beautiful girl. That is, physically, she was perfect. Mentally, extinct. I told her I couldn't go because I was going to see Romeo and Juliet. She says, that's all right. Bring them along, too. Well, I went up to her house. It was a nice party. Each guest brought his own liquor. I never drank so much water in my life. Had a good time, met her folks. Her father was very well read, around the nose, knows everything. And her mother was an exceptionally good cook. She made a new kind of dish I should like you ladies to try sometime. Take a half a loaf of fresh baked bread, soak it in lukewarm water for an hour and a half, it gets good and soggy. Then you sprinkle a lot of salt and pepper and vinegar. Vinegar, I pronounce all my W's with a W. Salt and pepper and vinegar all over the bread. You cover the surface with asparagus tips. Add some garlic, a little Worcestershire sauce, then put it in the oven to bake till it's nice and brown. After it's well baked, you take it out, throw it out of the window, and open a can of salmon. They asked me to entertain. I sang a song about a butter and egg man. A butter and egg man is a man whose wife is always ill and doesn't understand him. Little Broadway roses up and down Broadway, with their powdered noses searching for some prey. Happy little gold diggers smiling just because they have discovered a brand new Santa Claus. They call him Big Butter and Egg Man from the West. You can tell by the butter and eggs right on his vest. 65, he's a millionaire, the answer to a gold digger's prayer. How he goes for jewels and clothes, the girls take him like Grant took Richmond. He's patriotic with the skirts. Gives and gives and gives until it hurts. Takes the girls out to dinner, but everyone was galloping consumption to eat and run from the Big Butter and Egg Man from the West. He's just a great big butter and egg man from the West. Just a great big chump like all the rest. What he makes on the chickens that lay in the hay, he spends on the chickens on the gay white way. How he goes for jewels and clothes, the girls take him like Brett takes gravy. Oh, how those bimbos lead him on. Home, his name is Bill, but here it's John. He took a girl out riding in his Cadillac. I met him near Jamaica, he was walking back. That big butter and egg man from the West.
You do that our romance is
Payne, I'm in the market for you, and there's some great, great playing there. Eddie Lang is all through that, and what a solo. What a nice recording from a Velvetone from 1930. Glad to have that. And, yes, well, it does get financial after a while. Not that it should, but sometimes it isn't the best thing for a friendship. Oh, no. Before that, Peggy English, Who'll Be the One, 1926. Who'll Be the One? Yes, indeed. He said significantly with no reason at all. Phil Baker, Big Butter and Eggman, and whatever you want to call him, that's what he is. 1925, whatever his name is, that's what they call him. This is Radiola, and whatever its name is, that's what I call it. And I'm Andy Sr., and that's what I'm called. Most of the time, unless it's called the whatever, you know, there's a legal term for it too. In property court, yes. Borby's Jazz Orchestra, 1917. This is a recording made in early February 1917. Apparently, the original Dixieland Jazz Band had already been in the studio, and their recording was not released. So they brought in this group, which I think was a tango orchestra on the file card, but a jazz band nonetheless, it calls itself. Ernest Borby was the leader of this group, and it's not quite jazz, but it's jazz, so I guess that's what it's called. It's a long, long time, and how long are you going to keep me waiting? And that's what I say, February 1917.
made me learn to hate you. I bruise and I kill. Ah, you used to doubt me too. Was you who was untrue? You broke my heart to pieces and it has no chance to mend. You even used my thought to run away with my best friend. Ah, you used to have me, but now I'm gonna have you. You said that I meant nothing, I never had a cent. But I've got $40 in the bank at 4%.
Oriole Orchestra, that's Russo and Fiorito, Dan Russo, Ted Fiorito. Mark Fisher on the vocal, and I've played that before, but I felt it was worth a reprise. It's been over a year, so why not? And it's a good recording, good copy of it. Aha! 1925, and I feel like that guy. I really do. That's me this week. Yes, I'm the villain, and I'm happy to be. Before that, we had Isham Jones, Farewell Blues, 1923, and it's, what a recording. Can you believe the bass on that? That's an amazing, amazing recording with that bass. Is just astonishing for an acoustic recording. Behind, you just hear it. You would never think they would get a bass drum in the studio, but indeed they had, and it records on that horn somehow. It's a technological enigma to me. So Isham Jones, very good recording of that, probably one of the best of Farewell Blues, and one really happy stuff there. Before that, Borby's Jazz Orchestra. It's a long, long time, 1917, and it's been a while, indeed. For I'm waiting for something, but who knows what that is? He said very cryptically. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and yes, things are fine here at home. As a matter of fact, they're the only place they're fine, actually. Everywhere else, we're assailed. We don't want to leave our house at all. No, sir, we're happier here. Here's a recording which, for some reason, it just sticks in the mind like bubble gum underneath a theater seat. Ada Jones and Will H. Robbins in 1915, Sprinkle Me With Kisses. And this is, you may be thinking about this song for a while, so I'll let you get started now.
I've often wondered what you're thinking of when you start making love.
There's only one way you can reach my heart.
Won't you name it? Won't you please explain it?
I've tried in every way to show to you.
Still, I don't know what to do.
Well, I won't tell you.
Then I'll compel you. I'll squeeze you till you do. You must sprinkle me with kisses.
A lot of love in kisses.
You want my love to go. Your love is like a flower.
Just caught an April shower. That's the only way I know. Of knowing just how far, dear, it will go.
How can I grant you your wishes?
Why, just sprinkle me with kisses if you want my love to grow.
Make those kisses sound like thunderstorms.
You'll
safe in my arms.
They start with one or two, then show me.
Will those kisses change your name to Mrs.?
Just plant a tiny seed of love in here, deep within my loving heart.
Just lead me to it.
Or will you do it? I'll try to do my part. If you sprinkle me with kisses,
a lot of loving kisses,
if you want my love to go, your love is like a flower.
Just start an April shower, that's the only way I know.
Your love will soon be growing,
and there's no way of knowing just how far, dear, it will go.
How can I grant you all your wishes?
Why, just sprinkle me with kisses
if you want my love to grow.
Caress me tenderly.
Walking down the street the other day, I happened to raise my eyes and look with all my might and main. Standing on the corner was a yellow girl. She said Clarinda Johnson was her name. Why, my heart had flown, I lost my head completely. My own true love had stolen all the sense I ever had away. I took her hand, she blushed and smiled so sweetly. I kissed her and I then did fondly say, oh, honey,
oh, honey,
a little girl, won't you come and let me whisper in your ear how much I love you for the Lord.
For the Lord.
You is my sweet.
You is my sweet.
Why, you're the only one in all the world to me. You have my soul.
You have my soul.
My life more.
My life more.
Just as true as all that shine. Oh, tell me that you love me and say that you'll be mine. Why, Clarinda, she's the girl I'm trying to marry. You bet we'll have a happy time. Love has made our two hearts one. You ask her who compares to her own lovely boy. She rolls her eyes and sweetly answers, none. Why, you can talk about your hooky and persimmon. They're not in it with this girl I love, because I know she's just divine. I love her till I die, my heart will creep and grow. Just as sweetly as the sweet potato vine.
Oh, honey,
my little girl,
come
on, oh, the Lord,
oh, the Lord,
you is my sweet,
you is my sweet,
why, you're the only one in the whole world to me, you have my soul,
you have my soul,
my life more,
my life more,
just as true as sunshine. Oh, tell me that you love me and say that you'll be mine.
And that was the Umbrian Glee Club, Ma Honey, 1926. One of those great vocalions, and just marvelous stuff there. I love that. It's got to be, and it's appropriate. And this is a gentle set. I'm playing some gentle stuff here, and I've never heard of that group, but they sing a lot of Will Marion Cook material, and I think that was a traditional piece there. No composer credited on Ma Honey. From 1926. Before that, also from 1926, on an Edison Diamond disc, and these are not too common. The other side is somewhat damaged, the grooves are stressed, but this one played well and sounds good. The Ponce sisters, Ethel and Dorothea Ponce. This is the first take. Take A of Put Your Arms Where They Belong, and they belong to me. And I've got a mortgage to prove it. No, I'm kidding there. Yes, indeed. Edison, 1926. Before that, Ada Jones, Will H. Robbins, Sprinkle Me With Kisses, 1915. And that's nice. Nice stuff. And Ada Jones always sounds like that, too, by the way. This is Radiola, and it always sounds like this, but it's always different. So figure that one out. I'm Andy Sr., and I sound however I'm going to sound on any given day, depending on how I'm feeling. Yes. So speaking of how I sound... A few weeks ago, and I've been doing this on a regular basis, I've been creeping into the Capitol Theater, where I have some Confederates who will let me get in there, and I get on the organ and play it. And this is a recording I made in May, And I ain't misbehaving. I ain't doing much else either. So not misbehaving isn't necessarily isn't necessarily a boon. But this is my recording of Ain't Misbehaving, made on the original installation Moeller 1928 10 rank 3 manual organ in the Capitol Theater, and I want to thank Art Pierce and Jack Theakston for letting me get in there and play this wonderful instrument, and you should check out their website, which I will link to this selection on my playlist blog, so those of you who are interested may do so, and here it is. I'm not George Wright, so if you're expecting that, go get a beer.